Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, President Trump backed down from his confrontation over reopening the states. He told governors that states could begin resuming public activities before May 1st, abandoning his claim of absolute authority. China's nearly half-century-long run of economic growth now has ended amid the pandemic, making it clear how hard it will be to restart the global economy, says the New York Times. In the last 4 weeks, the number of jobless claims in the U.S. reached 22 million, roughly the number of jobs created in more than 9 years. You and I were talking about cuts being called for, $6 billion in cuts to New York City's budget proposed by the mayor, Bill de Blasio, because of the coronavirus. You've got the human misery of the disease pitted against this economic devastation.
David, there's no question. It's a mess. And it is a mess that is not easily resolvable for a couple of reasons. Number one, and there's some facts we just have to face. We don't know what is going on with this virus. We don't know if it can reinfect. We don't know if you get immunity once you're done. We don't know about the virus. If you don't know about the virus, it all follows from that that you know very little in our ability to handle this pandemic that we are in the middle of. You have a heroic figure, I'm going to say it, like Governor Cuomo, who refuses to be pushed around and who says, I'm going to save your life whether you like it or not. You get some of these people in Michigan who are honking their horns and saying, we want to go back. Yes, we want, but it doesn't matter what you want. There are facts here. Fauci is exactly right. And talk about heroes. He stands up there and he tells the truth. And what happens is, you know who was watching him, because this president, and that becomes number two. Number one is, we don't know about the virus. Number two, we are in a terrible situation. And Fauci gets up there and he talks about the science and the facts. And in the meantime, you have a president who is at very, very least backdoor protecting those people who are yelling, we want our jobs back, even though the reality is you can't have a job back if you're unsafe, because you're going to continue to mess up the society. And that's what Cuomo knows. And he has done a terrific job with that. It's courage. It takes courage, because now the blowback is going to be incredible. People just want to go back to work, and they can't, because if they do, the infection rate is going to go up. So we know that for years and years, we're going to be looking back on this thing as one of the worst things that has ever happened in this country and in this world.
And there's the mixed messages. I mean, you have the president up there saying, wrongly declaring, that some states don't have any problem with the coronavirus. CNN fact checks this. It's not true. At the time the president spoke, Alan, all 50 states each had more than 200 confirmed cases. So these mixed messages certainly aren't helping people do the right thing.
David, we know. I mean, let's remember what this pandemic is. It happened literally overnight. So how the heck do you now look Americans in the eye and say, if you have few cases, even few cases in any state, that once you get one case and we see what happens in this pork plant and the rest of it, that there is chaos. So you have to do the right thing. And the right thing is to protect your people. And when the smoke clears, the people like Cuomo who did this are going to be considered the heroes in all of this.
And there's this disturbing story from Forbes, Alan. How
yes.
Some rich Americans are getting stimulus checks averaging $1.7 million, while wealthy Americans are not eligible for the comparatively measly $1,200 stimulus checks that are now being disbursed to many Americans. They are on pace to do even better. 43,000 taxpayers who earn more than $1 million annually are set to receive $1.7 million windfall on average, thanks to a provision buried in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act.
And the reason that that CARES Act is that way is you had two negotiators. You had Pelosi on one side of the table and Mnuchin representing the president. And the name of the game is to take care of the rich from that side. So are we surprised that this news comes out? This is disgraceful. We have all of these people who have no jobs. Restaurants are closed. There's no money coming in for all of those people who have been laid off. And this president and his administration are demanding that the rich be taken care of. It's disgusting. It's horrible. It's a nightmare.
Well, then you have this other story I looked at in the New York Times yesterday, which is that the EPA is now relaxing standards on mercury.
Well, right. Look, when all else fails, you present an opportunity to these people who want to say that, for example, mercury back into our atmosphere, back out of the smokestacks, back out of the way in which it's released. We have a saying in this country that goes back years and years and years called mad as a hatter. That's because in the hat factories, they used mercury to block the hats and to do all of this work. And we know what happened. It caused severe, severe repercussions, mental illness and everything else. And we have a president who says it's worth it to get this thing going so that we can allow our friends to have even more room to pollute the environment and everything else. That's awful.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Be safe, and remember, we have to continue to survive. The station can't survive without you.
David, I know that there is almost a mournful quality to the way you say that, but it is true. In the end, this radio station, and I've been up several times during the night reading the affirmative messages from so many people who say, thank God you're there. We listen all day long. You are our rock. Hey, if everybody puts a little something in, we can keep this thing going. But if not, we cannot. So all I'm saying is WAMC.org. It's a lifeline. We're all lucky to be here together. I never asked for a lot. But if everybody does just a little, we'll make it. WAMC.org. Let's fill up that lockbox when, obviously, we're going to have real trouble having a fun drive this time. But if everybody puts something in, we'll make it.